again, how to have a godly home. And as we look through several things about that, we said the first one was that salvation must be experienced. We talked about that last week. We'll continue to talk about that this week some. And we said here, we started with it last week and gave a bunch of introductory stuff on it. And number one is salvation must be experienced. And number one under that, we started to talk about last week, and that's the disagreement. But let's read just a couple verses here, and then we'll get started here with the lesson for today. In Joshua 24, and we can start in, we'll just start in verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. We could go on reading verses there that we read last week, but we'll stop there for right now. And we said last week that there was a disagreement here found in verse 15, where Joshua says to them, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. The first phrase of this verse, you see it, that there's a disagreement amongst some of them, that and Joshua, he's looking at this because, as we expressed last week, it's probably 600,000 people upwards that he's dealing with and has been leading for some time, and that he knows. And we'll look at a little later today, we'll look at some other verses about that as well. But he said there in verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. If somebody tells you to put away something, that means you got it out. I think Joshua knew that some, maybe not all, but some had the gods out. They were still holding on to those gods from back in Egypt. You see, some of them brought them with them. And amongst a crowd like that, there had to be some. There could be some amongst a crowd like this. You never know. We never know. Many times, we think of that and we think, oh my, they're serving other gods, they're worshiping other gods. And we don't even think in ourselves the other gods that we may serve. We could serve a god of self, of it's me and mine and no others. That's selfishness. Mm-hmm. Taking care of just, God teaches us to take care of our bodies, and we should do those things. But just selfishness, that's a god. There's other gods that we could serve as well and still come here and be, dressed up, ties on, dresses on, looking good this morning, but we could be serving other gods. I'm not saying that you are. I'm saying that we could. I'll continue to harp on it, as I've did many times. There's a god we carry around in our pocket. You say, well, I don't serve that thing. How many times you pull that out a day and look at it? Now, let me ask you a question. How many times a day we pour a Bible out and look at it?
Amen.
Very thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. The fingers, I'm not pointing fingers, because, as we've been told many times, pointing finger, there's others pointing back at you more. And I'm not. I'm just being truthfully honest with you folks. Stuff that affects me from time to time. Maybe on a daily basis. And the Spirit of God will convict you, should convict you, of the time that we waste. That's another God, wasting time. You say, well, all right, well, I don't have one of them. I don't. Well, what else is it? I don't need to name things over and over again, but there's things that we serve, and we don't even realize it. But Joshua knew that there was a disagreement there amongst the people, or else he wouldn't have said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. He said, if there's some of you here, it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then guess what? We got to back up to verse 14. And we got to put away the gods which our fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Put them away and serve the Lord. We can serve our job. Now, the Bible says a man doesn't work, he ought not eat. Men, we've got to work. Some of you ladies have to work. I understand that. I'm not downing you for that. I understand that. And it's honorable that you go and provide and help provide for your families. And believe me, I know it's tough in a dual-income society to survive off one income. We've done it for years, and we've had to do some things that I didn't necessarily want to do, but sacrifice and do what you can to do what's right. But we could serve our job. We could serve our phone. We could serve ourselves. We could have those gods. We stopped with Matthew 6:24, where Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Folks, it's one way or another. What's it going to be? Joshua's telling the people there, what's it going to be? He left the decision in their hands. He didn't tell them, look, you got to serve God or we're not going no further. Joshua's at the end of his life. He's 110 years old in this chapter, and he dies in this chapter. Now, Joshua didn't decide at 110 years old to serve the Lord. He decided a long time before that to serve the Lord.
Amen.
But he says on down there down in verse 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. He gave them the option there. Who's going to be? And he says, whether you serve them, whether you serve those other gods or not, that's up to you. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It leads us to number two here. And the first one was the disagreement. The second one is the decision, where he says, choose you this day. We've already started on that here. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The choice is simple, folks. Joshua gave them a simple choice. Mm-hmm. Why would you not want to serve the Lord?
Amen.
Why would they not want to? But obviously, there were some who didn't want to. Or he wouldn't have asked that question that he did in the beginning of verse 15, where he said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. See, there were some that didn't want to serve him or thought it was evil by some means. But the decision is simple. Choose you this day.
Amen.
He said, whether the gods of your fathers, whether the gods of the fathers, they could be money, a career, friends, a family, the gods that your parents served. The day that I got saved, when I left the pew there over on this side, to head up here in invitation. And I've shared this with you before, that I believe when I got saved, I didn't get saved right there. I got saved when I let go of that pew. You have no idea the death grip I had on that pew at 16 years old from the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Not just that night, nights before that, weeks before that. And I knew when I left go and I came forward, I wasn't so familiar with all this stuff. I had never, preacher, the obituary for Calvin Ogletree Jr. said, "Saved" in capital letters in it. And I asked my mother, what does that mean? I didn't even know. Never heard it before in my life that a person could be saved. And she said something to me, well, that's just, it's kind of what they refer to in religion, and just kind of blew it over. She didn't really completely understand it herself at that point, I guess, and give me an answer of some sort. But I didn't know what would transpire down here. I didn't really necessarily know how to pray. But I knew when I left that pew back there that my life was going to be different. Mm-hmm. I knew that when I went home, there was going to be a difference between me, mom, and dad, and the family. I chose that day to serve the Lord. I didn't choose to serve the gods of my fathers. My mother or anyone else in my family at that time knew none of them to be saved at that time.
That's right.
But I knew that God had a hold of my heart and was convicting me of sin, righteousness, judgment to come. The judgment to come was hell. Hell was preached on. Mm-hmm. You say, well, hell's not the reason you get saved. Well, it sure reinforced it.
Sure.
I thought about it pretty much because I knew, and I knew before then, people only go one of two places. Now, I thought I was going to heaven, but I found out I wasn't. And through the preaching of the Word of God, it showed me that I was going to hell. And rightly so, because I didn't have a Savior. So I chose that day not to serve the gods of my fathers. We're not going to go back there, but we could go back to Genesis 12, verses 1 through 8, and look at Abraham and how God called Abraham out. I believe Abraham's father was a maker of idols, I believe.
Yes.
And so he grew up in the idol-making business, in an idol-making family. And no doubt, if Terah was an idol maker, he was an idol worshiper.
Sure.
He just profited from it a lot, I'm sure. But yet, God called Abraham out. And he says back in those verses that he called him out from his family, out from his brethren, out. Over and over again, it says about out, and he comes out. And Joshua here is giving the folks a decision. They're faced with a decision. Who are they going to serve, the gods of their fathers? And it goes on to say, or the Amorites, any of them. Who are you going to do? Who are you going to serve? The choice is simple. Not the gods of your fathers, your friends' gods, the Amorites. The same goes here. Are you going to please the Amorites? Or are you going to please the Lord? Who are you going to please? Who are you going to serve? We all have friends and family that are not saved. Every one of us do.
That's right.
And we work around people that aren't saved. Mm-hmm. And we develop, I just said friends. We develop friendships with people. But let's be careful that we insulate ourselves from them, but not isolate ourselves from them. They need the Lord, but you got to be careful around them. Number one, you got to be careful what you say. Maintain a good testimony.
Amen.
And number two, there's places they go you just can't go. There's things you do you just can't do. You've got to insulate yourselves from them. The third thing he says here, he says down in the verse, it said, the gods of which your father served on the other side of the flood, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, or is it going to be the Lord? He's the only true God. Notice there's an urgency in the decision. He says, choose you this day. He didn't say, look, folks, we're going to put this out here and, you know, I don't know, we'll gather back together in a month and we'll see what you think. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to choose the Lord or choose the gods of your fathers or choose the Amorites in the new land you dwell. He didn't say that. There was an urgency that Joshua was giving to the people there. Yes, a time word where he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. We are to seek the Lord and we are to call upon him while he is near. Folks, you don't never know. You know, if God's dealing with you about something, take care of it. Especially salvation. Take care of it. You never know when he's going to come the next time. Yes, he dwells within us, the Holy Spirit, but he deals with us individually about things. He may be dealing with you about something this morning, something from the Word of God, something that's been said that the Holy Spirit's using. We pray often. I know I pray, and I know Pastor prays, and I know Brother Hayes prays, and others as well, but that the Holy Spirit would take the words that's said, especially the Word of God, and use it to speak to hearts. It's nothing that men hear say, but how that the Holy Spirit uses it, uses the foolishness of preaching, the Bible said. But seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near, because you never know if he's going to deal with you about that again. Maybe it's not a sin, so to speak. Maybe he's just dealing with you about serving him and living for him, or making a change in your home. We're teaching about the home and the godly home. There's changes, folks. There's changes sometimes you have to make in your home. There's rules to be laid down. There's rules in my home that we lay down, and we lay them down because we believe the Word of God and what it says. And I'm afraid that over the years, there's been things that just have not been touched on, and we let them go, and we find ourselves doing things that we never would have done years ago. Mm-hmm. Never ever would have thought of doing, but now it's just kind of a leisure thing for us. And as we look through these messages and go over them, we may see things. There's things that the Lord's pointed out to me that's like, hey, what about that? Amen. Remember we used to do this? Remember you used to stand here on this? What's happened? What's going on? I haven't changed. I am the Lord. I changed not. So God's word hasn't changed, folks, but we've changed.
Yes, sir.
Many times we've changed. But he says, are you going to serve the Lord? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. James 4 and 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Folks, we don't have much time. The Word of God likens our life to a vapor. how quickly a vapor comes and goes. Folks, we don't have time to mess around. You know, we've been through a lot lately. But it's been reinforced by myself, my preacher, and it will be reinforced as Pastor Hayes comes that we move forward.
Yes, sir.
Move forward, put the past behind us, and go on. Because if we just dwell in these things, we're wasting time.
Yes, sir.
And when your life's a vapor and you waste time,
it's gone.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. If we look over or down in verses 22 and 23 of our chapter, we see here something that reinforces what Joshua was telling these people. In 22 it says, "And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses." Verse 23, "Now therefore put away," said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." Again, he's reinforcing what he said back in verse 14 and 15 when he asked them that question about who they were going to serve. He's saying again, once again, that they need to incline their heart. He said, and to put away. "Now therefore put away," he said, "the strange gods which are among you." And he didn't just say, just put them away. Put them away, we'll be fine. No. He goes on and he says, "And incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." If I can tell you anything, I'll tell you many things, but this one just popped up about the days, the days that lie ahead of us here in the next several weeks, next several months, next several years. If we do what Joshua's told these people to do here in verse 23 in the last part, well, in the first part as well, but in the last part, "Incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." If each and every one of us will just incline our heart unto the Lord, we will come through this, and we will be like Job when he said, "When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Folks, we can come forth as gold, or we can come forth as wood, hay, and stubble. It's a choice. What do we want to do? How do we want to come forward? What will be your choice today? Ask yourself, where am I? Where am I with the Lord? As we look back in verses 14 and 15, and especially 15, where he said, we're thinking about the decision here. Choose you this day. It's a decision, folks. Are we going to dwell on things, or are we going to let the strange gods in our lives? Are we going to let those strange gods control us and what we do? Or are we going to incline our hearts unto the Lord and serve him, as Joshua told the people here as well? So there's not only a disagreement and a decision. Number three, there's a distinction here. In the last part of verse 15, he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was not interested in fitting in. And may I add that if you're saved and I'm saved, we can't fit in. We're either a square peg in a round hole or a round hole in a square peg, one or the other. You can't fit in.
Right.
And we shouldn't want to fit in. If we're wanting to fit in, we're wanting to serve the gods of the Amorites. We're wanting to serve the strange gods. Now, believe me, I like people to be my friends. I don't like a lot of conflict between people. And I'm not talking in here. I'm talking out there. Live peaceably among all men. And I believe that is a commandment amongst us. But there's decisions that you and I make, and we're just talking about a decision that's going to make a distinction in our lives. We're going to be different. And for some, that comes easier than others. Some people are bold as a lion about the Lord, and some people aren't. It's personalities, folks. Each one of us are different. There's some people that can witness to everyone they see. Some people that can't. Not that they don't want to. You say, well, if you can't witness to somebody, you're not saved. No, people are different. Everyone is different. We have different temperaments about us, and you know, we handle people differently. I know amongst my children, with 7 children, you learn that people are different. I have 7 children, and none of them are exactly alike. Some of them are more quiet. Some of them are more open. Some of them, it's just different. And that's the way it is with God's children. Some of them are different. I personally don't like to cause a lot of conflict with people that I work with. I like to seek out the opportunity to speak to folks, but I don't like to beat them over the head with the gospel, because nobody beat me over the head with the gospel. But I also have learned over the years that they watch everything you do. I'm working in a place now, I have been for the last year and a half, and I believe God led me back there. I worked there in the early, worked there from 05 to 09, and I tried to maintain a good testimony then. And you know what? When I went back because they asked me to come back, but I went back, and they knew right away. My boss, when I talked to him, when I interviewed with him about coming back, he said, I know where you're at, Ronnie, and I know what you stand for. And you know, we don't do any Sunday work anymore. And so you don't have to worry about that at all. And he goes, because I know you wouldn't work on Sunday anyway. And the only time I ever did was in emergency situations where we used to plow snow. And there was nothing that I could really do about that. And that's not the only thing. But you know what? That and you say, well, I got a job where I got to work on Sunday. Well, there are certain jobs where you have to do that. But I would seek to find one that you didn't, where you could dedicate that time to the Lord. But what I'm saying, they knew when I come back that they were getting the same Ronnie that they had before. The same one who served God back then. They knew I was still serving God. How did they know that? I was gone from there 15 years. I had some contact with them. Occasionally I would see my boss where I worked at, and we would talk. We always had, we didn't burn any bridges. And he knew where we stood. It was a distinction, what I'm saying here in the point in the message. It's a distinction. Joshua was not interested in fitting in. Joshua was not interested in following the crowd. Let's turn over to 1 John. Familiar verses, but it'd be good to look at them. Give you a chance to turn. I haven't went anywhere this morning, scriptures other than Joshua. 1 John in chapter 5. Most of you know. No, I'm sorry, not chapter 5, chapter 2. The preacher, Lord willing, will get to this as he's in 1 John. But in 1 John chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 12. John said, I write unto you little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of this world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
Joshua was not interested in following the crowd. Folks, if we follow the crowd, we'll do what verses 15 and 16 and 17 say. We'll do the opposite of what John's telling the people here, tell them not to. But if we're following the crowd, we're going to love the world. We're going to love the things of the world. But if we do that, the love of the Father is not in us. And then in 16, it tells us what they are. All that is in the world. This is all. Everything that's in the world is summed up in verse 16. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Joshua's telling the people back here, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There's going to be a difference in Joshua's life. And if you're going to serve the Lord, there's going to be a difference. You're going to have these verses instilled in your life if you're going to make a difference for God as we serve him in this present world. Joshua was not interested in following a crowd. As I looked at these verses through the study, I thought about this, how he emphasizes the young men here. He emphasizes the children, but he emphasizes the young men. And I charge you young men.
Yes.
There is a group of young men in this church, and we're thankful for it. It's the future coming up, and we're thankful for it. But fellas, don't love the world. Don't do it. It's out there. It wants you. You know, when we had the graduation, I charged the young men to not throw away the instructions. Mm-hmm. Fellas, not just you graduates, all of you young men, any of you 30 years and younger, single men, there it is out there and it wants you. And the world wants you and the devil wants you. And especially if you know the Lord as your Savior, they want you. They want to ruin your testimony. They want to take you down. They want to cause harm upon Pioneer Baptist Church, upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John charges them. He says, you're strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. I believe, for the most part, you've overcome the wicked one. But that doesn't mean he's not coming back, fellas. And you young ladies as well. It's important for you, knowing the weaknesses that come with the flesh. Keep these verses in mind in 1 John. Joshua was not interested in fitting in with the crowd. Quickly, Joshua was not interested in having a normal marriage or raising normal children. Mm-hmm. Going to be different. Things are going to be different.
Amen.
We could go way into that, but we're not going to for time's sake. Joshua wouldn't be different in a godly way. I believe Psalm 1 and verse 1 was instilled in his heart, even though he probably didn't have it at that time. I'm sure he didn't, because David wasn't born yet then. But it could be instilled in our heart Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If we trust the Lord, if you trust the Lord for your salvation, you will be different. I've mentioned before my testimony when I trusted the Lord, and I said just a while ago, I knew that when I left that pew, when I went back home, things were going to be different. And, you know, things were different. They started progressing. Things got different. I had a desire to start out with to be in the house of God. But I learned that this is where I need to be. And I learned that I needed to be in the house of God when the doors were open. Some folks don't realize that. Some do, some don't. But in my situation, I was the only one, folks. I was 16 years old. I had to see my family. My family gathered on Sunday nights. Not all of them, but usually there was some of them that came back home. I was the youngest of six. I was the only one left home at that time. The rest of them were married and gone, didn't live all that far away, but Sunday night was a gathering time around my family. And I had to leave my family to come to church. But I knew it was the right thing.
Amen.
I knew it was I was different, and they known it to this day. Occasionally, I'll get a text message from one of my sisters on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night. Now, I turn my phone silent when I come in church, but it never ceases to amaze me that she's known for 40-some years I've come to this church and that I'm here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but yet she'll still choose to send me a message when I'm in church, and then when I respond to her a couple of hours later, she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in church." Like, it's okay. I didn't have my phone up anyway, so. But difference. Keep this in mind. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If you're going to have a godly home, you got to get over the disagreements. You got to know who you're going to serve. And you got to make a decision. That's the decision. Who are you going to serve? God, the Lord, or the other gods? And there's going to be a distinction in your life. There's going to be a difference here. Next week we'll look at there's determination, and then there's direction as well. If we're going to have a godly home, salvation must be experienced, folks. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, he's waiting with open arms today. I believe you folks, I believe I'm looking at a bunch of saved folks, but I don't know your hearts. I'll tell you that a million times up here. I don't know your hearts. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, if there's question in your mind, you can get that settled today. You can call upon him. You can call upon him right where you're at.
That's right.
But if you do, I guarantee you'll want to let somebody here know. And then you'll make that decision, and there'll be a distinction in your life. You'll be different. Let's pray.